We have already told you about our love for basil and its cultivation at Le Girandole Farm Holidays. Today we want to go into more detail about what distinguishes the product that makes us so proud, the Genoese basil pido. This aromatic seedling with the small scented leaves is now one of the most recognized symbols of Liguria. But let's see together how to recognize and appreciate it at its best. It might sound like a romantic fantasy, but it's really true. The center of our land gives basil the properties that makes it unique. Its link with the land, therefore, goes beyond a matter of tradition. Technical studies on the soil have in fact proved that the characteristics of the Ligurian coast play a fundamental role in giving aromas and special essences to our seedling. Pesto could only be born here then. For this reason, the protected denomination of origin was necessary. A guarantee of quality and traceability sanctioned by MIPAF and the Consortium of Protection. These authorities aim to protect and enhance the uniqueness of this product, defending consumers from possible fraud. In the production regulations of our precious seedling, we specify, among other things, its characteristics. These refer mainly to the shape of the plant and the leaves. Plant of medium-high height, density of intermediate foliage, elliptical and bolus-shaped leaf, flat or convex surface, intense perfume, no mint aroma. Three are the essential requirements that define Genoese basil pido: geographical delimitation, sowing on natural soil, traditional cultivation. Historically, basil was introduced to Ligurian by the Romans, who attributed healing properties to the plant. From the area of Genoa, its cultivation expanded throughout the maritime area of Liguria. The production area of Genoese basil pido is therefore limited to the Tyrrhenian side. Here must also take place the packaging and all the operations that precede the transport, so as to preserve the freshness of the basil, otherwise easily perishable. What makes our plant special is a combination of environmental and anthropic elements. The first element is to rely on natural soil for the cultivation of basil. In fact, the specifications don't allow the substrates, nor the use of methyl bromide for soil disinfection. The anthropogenic elements, on the other hand, lie in the cultivation techniques adopted. These must follow traditional methods, which over the year have proven to contribute to unmistakable taste of Genoese basil pido. Genoese basil pido can be grown in a protected environment or in open fields. In first case, which is also the case of our farm, the cultivation is for fresh market and take place throughout the year. This type of production, however, is permitted provided the continuous ventilation is guaranteed, so as to reciprocate the total volume of air. The specification specifies that this must take place at least twice from sunset to sunrise and 20 times from sunrise to sunset. These conditions, which seek to reproduce the natural ventilation process, exclude insect-proof greenhouses, as they would not be able to guarantee the same air exchange. Genoese basil pido, destined for industrial processing, on the other hand, is grown in open fields, on large area, and in the middle of the summer, precisely because it has to satisfy a wide demand. Sowing is carried out mechanically at a density of 2 or 3 grams per square meter. The basil is harvested by hand by eradicating the roots. The seedlings are then packed according to precise procedure. There are two types of bunches. The bunch consisting of 3 or 10 whole plants complete with roots, the large bouquet, said bouquet, composed of 10 bunches. What matters is not the weight, but the quantity of seedlings. They are then wrapped in food-specific paper to prevent premature dehydration. These packages must bear the brand name Basilico Genuis DOP, so that the production is immediately recognizable. The logo of our basil is formed by a green circle with the following inscription, Basil Genuis Pido. In the middle of the circle, we found the acronym DOP. Further down through the circle, partially coming out from the edge, the stylized figure of Liguria. The logo ends with a small basil plant. The colors adopted are obviously not random and refer to precise elements. These are yellow, the color of the sun, the source of life for the basil at any cultivation. Blue symbolizes the production area, Liguria, washed by the sea. Green, the color of basil. As you can imagine, growing Genoese Pidos basil is a complex job, which involves many sacrifices. For us, it's more beautiful than ever, and we will not stop carrying on this production with pride, with the same passion as always.